Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour with your hosts Zigzag and Rufus, coming to you live from planet Earth, courtesy of Smokin' Hits Records and Global Corp Industries. Now, grab a beer, put your feet up, and get ready for the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour!
You look like you were you in? This yeah. Guy can do the robot like no trigger arm, like a thing from his forearm.
It is, but that's
that was scary.
I was going to go conversation about diabetes, but about birth, we can, you know,
and you can make a movie about messing brakes called Branson Bad. Please type that in my go-to.
I'll tell you what the breakdance is about diabetes. Spin them around on a card burst. That looks pretty cool.
You think too fat. I don't think you could.
True. And they're glistening with a sugar.
Right. Maybe like one of those turntables that turn giant track.
The diabetes ones we call it home.
Oh, I remember it.
Oh, yeah.
That was a very nice that I played. Exactly, funny car.
It wasn't a bad. It was a special service thing.
That's what they did, right? You brought a car title, and they would loan you. It's a gimmick. Just alone about it, trashes the fucking car.
And now I have places that are the pain. And I saw on TV a commercial get out of pain. I mean, how far does Trump got it?
I'm lost in my payday loans, and I don't. Tuesday.
I got so many bones to pay my that now. Payday loan. I should
pay it loan 4 times more than I paid it on like 3.5 hour.
So now I should have somebody to help me manage. Help me.
Right. It's probably the phone. Like, yeah. I just don't get fucking. I mean, like a on it future. That's why I don't have Rupert. It's because you know what? Nothing is worse than fucking like trying to enjoy something that's not.
Absolutely, I totally agree. Yeah, I'll try to pay.
Like, I'm in this before.
Because usually, what you buy on, you enjoy it for 3 days to a week. For it. And they're like, fuck.
Now they offer their own credit because they're like, no, I'm on a credit card. But they reported a $119 a month. Yes, that's only $20 a week.
How many are supposed to see just rusting and rotting in the front drive fucking interstate highways? I mean, even college. College is basically an impulse, but you regret why you're fucking
fucked. It is. You know what? It's not an impulse.
And that's especially
it's like I went to college. Went to college, I majored in bong reps and mind drinking.
Right.
So I double pot smoking.
Well, I'm able to make this help. But you know how to have electricity. making a shit money. And they have no debt.
Yeah. No, you know, for the Tana creation, like the air conditioners and shit like
that.
Highly unlikely. A lot of it is like on raining. By Arkansas things.
Selling them. Because I need them.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm going to have the numbers. Shit fixed.
No fucking, but I get a lot of step out of a college seeing 2,000 of the group. Well, now what do I fucking do? You know, they step to me and have to work immediately.
And poke her out every goddamn the note in college. Well, tell me that.
Right. I can potato and a bag of ramen noodles better than any of those bitches.
No, I hate to say, fortunately, I don't have a lot of college debt.
That's good for you, but I
didn't stay in law.
I just pretend like I don't. Obama?
What did they do? What, did they really come after you, or did they just, like, fucking cry for 20 years?
No.
Did they, I'll just, like, call once a day and not ever get up.
I have no idea.
The election call that you what it is for, but it, we've been getting this call from our call services. We have no idea what the fuck it's, but we know that we're not going to
number, because like the number I have is fairly good. All the calls.
This we had for 7 or 8 years. I did get the phone hit. The Hypersloth hit. Yeah. Rings fucking every 10 fucking minutes someone trying to sell.
Jeez.
This one was the Yellow Pages, Donate Blood. I mean, I'm getting like 12 fucking.
You should say,
I'll. Right, you know, I just.
You should get the offer.
And you know what?
Look, I'll study if he had edges.
He needs to find a cat. Listen, dude, this fucking sign is life away to Disney else and fucking way on this. We're all locked up here. Need someone to vote on this thing.
I think call one of these guys and like we play, we're fucking leagues closing some deal. That'd be awesome.
Come up with some totally absurd idea. We're closing a deal. You know what would be like? We're closing the deals from Lincoln Ranch. More alive or some kind of fucking visit the glass.
Oh my god. We can say we have something full like, I don't know, Gates or Norman. Norman lives there, wants some stuff, wants some food.
Right, exactly. But we've also got he's a man that'll pay us $20 million to bubble holes and film it. His brain. We have to pound him on the head and he can eat his brain. Remember that video?
That's my favorite one.
Years ago. Don't they eat like a live monkey's brain in some part of?
I think they. It's called the key.
From a Japanese business, 100 million, he wants to eat his brain while he's alive.
Gosh.
Yeah, it'd be fun.
Oh, you find that funny? Man.
Oh, I'm so sick. I do find that funny. A great working cartooner.
So, give him a reach around.
Now, is that... Isn't it started? man that I think you could probably get some kind of fucking beating a monkey's brain.
Beating a sick monkey's brain.
I mean, really good.
Ebola.
Big right. That would probably spread. You know what? It's so crazy because I didn't see that they actually came out with a rubber for a brain. Yeah, it doesn't give
Oh, man.
It's a good idea.
It's not as savory, but at least you don't get the
egg. Right. Exactly. You won't have razor blades later.
That monkey brain would be better if not for the stated profile. I got a worm in my mouth.
It actually gets ribeye while it goes down.
Oh, so you lose the flavor out of it. Oh.
It's like swallowing a baggie of heroin for smuggling from Nicaragua.
Oh, God.
That dude was made little tiny rubbers on it.
Oh, my God.
And coming out, I guess.
Yeah. Holy and shit. My heroin balloons up my
right there.
Entire market. Heroin balloons. Awesome. Turn
me on. Why not? Why wouldn't you just not do that?
Be like Amos full of heroin.
I mean, really. With the genius so we can track the guy down. As we usually do. I saw a thing on that guy was okay. Something I'm looking.
You're lying to me now.
You are too funny to be real. No, he did. He really did. He was in Ohio or somewhere. Hold on. And under 450 pounds marijuana in. Fat boy. His fucking nickname on the street was Fat Boy. Gee. That
was surprising.
Anything? But
I'll just voice the dude today.
I will next time. I will.
Awesome.
I mean, you know that actually works. I saw somewhere where people were getting PIN numbers and playing them out.
I think that's how Steve got it started. In the phone systems by replicating ones. So, little contraption.
Think about it. I mean, if you think about it.
Yes.
So, yeah, anyway, don't get a keg thinking that you're going to, like, save on beer. Well, I think all it really is fucking beer. Not as many beers as you think it is.
What?
And, I'll probably get one keg a month or something. That was death.
Yeah.
And I was going through, like, a K-8.
Really?
Really not. It
sounds like a huge pain in the ass.
It was, trust me. It was in the ass. It only cost a tap online, and then I had to buy a CO2, another fucking dollars. Then I never... It was like you couldn't find anywhere to fucking little CO2 thing, so that got fucking annoying, too. And then, basically, yeah, trying to go run there and then be like, I guess I'll go buy a fucking now. Basically, it ended up a plaster beer on top of the empty keg.
Now, do you think it's the keg over there? You don't know, okay, I'm drinking a 12-ounce beer. You can calculate that. You're like, oh, my God, I see six cans of beer. because whenever I switched to an e-cigarette, cigarettes in it as a and smoking more because there's no end to small the butts. Whereas with a pack of cigarettes, I'd smoke like seven and be like, well, with an e-cigarette, it just goes on for fur. There's no.
I had something to do with it for sure. For sure. You know, but because, like you said, she can't. So I'm, so no one really knows how to paddle deer pile. And you know what I mean? Just fucking free. Okay. Beer. Who the fuck gets beer out of a can? Like a huge gob of beer.
From Sonic. Ghoul.
Babe? What? The more they're...
They fill up the fucking...
155 beers in a keg. And I literally didn't go through one in 7 or 8 days. But there was... It was the last day. You drink out of a keg.
20 beers, that seemed like that much because
you're
you're blittering scene.
It didn't? No, but you're not eating in your house. I got sick of fucking loping one thing and wasting it. That was.
Oh, my God, my wife's out there. I tell you what, I used to feel bad for how much most of the beers I was equivalent to.
For a half drink?
Yeah. No, forget about it.
Yeah, I'm familiar with it. I actually have a friend who does that. He's got a bad habit of opening a beer. And then, like, two
Yeah,
there's fucking beer, you know. And then you're like, no, there's... They have a lot of...
I call that an enemy.
No, knows how to finish his...
So he's not a beer drinker. He's just a hardcore alcoholic.
He's drank alcoholic. Why people should go out and get a case of Hypersloth Anchors.
Drink.
Coming to Fort Smith.
It's a problem denier.
I don't think it drinking hot ale is denying your problem. I think embracing your problem and say, do this. Let's do it. Let's. We want to.
They call it a special so that you can buy your
so we're going to call it the in
Jesus
the enabler special. I mean, I don't know actually enabled. It's like I've never been enabled.
Oh, how dare you. I'm drinking my
Well, no, I mean, someone could. I'd be more than happy to let someone enable me. I feel like tell people what to do.
This is true.
And definitely. Instead of treating them with true love and enabling.
Yep. The option is ball.
Yeah, I mean, more than enabling someone to embrace their darkest side. You can call Mark. Said that.
I wonder what, and this isn't just about alcohol, it's about alcohol, weed, any casual, people who don't, after to make life tolerable, do they just watch a Disney movie? What blows my
mind? Probably child porn, I think.
To be delinquent.
A lot of small animal torture. I mean, you know what? Go to church, collect model cars. I don't know. I don't do anything. And there's a conscious, like a collection of all the good things that fucking society.
Right.
They're outlet. You know what I think it is? I'm trying to tell other people that they can't smoke weed or drink or do any stuff. Because let them be minister.
Exactly.
Their
right.
hobby is telling people they are not Christian-like.
That's right. And that gives them a euphoric high in my
head. It does.
Wow.
Hey,
you nailed it.
I know you're going to hell and heaven. I'm better than
that.
You're drinking Satan's lot.
Devil. Devil.
Now I wonder what the better question, I guess, fundamentalist, is that what they call people who are rebel and putting beer or putting their thoughts on that? I mean, I say that alcohol is made really here. I mean, weed is just here.
I don't know. I don't know your question. The Bible, in the place where is there weed or was there? I mean, I don't know.
The best kind of area of the
best hair.
Oh yeah,
that's the Holy Land, right?
Well, I know there's plenty of weed. The best is Afghanistan. They're big into hash and.
Specifically, they talk about quote unquote. No, maybe that because it is just no argument again.
Action towards or a sore bone. Were here like 1,000 years ago.
They were put on the I think is like the true fundamental.
Clever.
That's test.
Restraint or something. You know what? I'm going to have to search. It's like everything like want. How do you remember and you could call it a church?
You mean to have it like in Texas?
Yeah.
Well, did I sign for that? This model, I guess.
That's how that works, right? I mean, how, Scientology, how do you launder your money through Scientology? Right.
Oh, wow. There's actually a documentary made recently where this guy, man, I don't remember the name of it, but he pretended to be like some Indian swami, this dude, and he did it kind of as a joke, like Borat, and ended up getting like followers who really thought he was like the enlightened one. And
oh my god!
Yeah, and there's a documentary. The whole time he's completely faking it, and he's like on camera saying, "Believe these fucking people are falling for this." And these people are giving up their lives, and he did it to make a point. And now he's got to follow people. Oh, look at
me. Tell them that it's all an act.
I just saw like a Netflix thing about it. But it started off
some kind of Netflix.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
A trailer. You know, I actually did Rockies.
Really? Wow.
Which we, by like band standards, Rush does the world's most exciting story. Just kind of got together, practiced real hard, we're Canadian rock mall city, and just big time. So, like, for, you know, they're open.
What? Yeah.
About it. Then I saw that, Power Girl and Getty played more keyboards and shit. He, like, almost pushes the founding member out of the guitar.
Really? You mean
that was, like, there'd be talk about it, and it was a
civil, boring, but in a good way. They just, all right.
Are you familiar with getting, yeah, right. He's way overboard with this keyboard. I didn't even remember. I watched one on Ginger Baker. Are you familiar with Gerdoff?
Sure.
Remember,
Chris Starplay.
Yeah.
A note. Well, I'm losing it. I've got sound and it's all janky. Uh-oh.
Hello.
Get back.
Back. Are you back?
Yeah. We lost you. What happened?
I don't know. I just went.
Ginger Baker with the drummer? Cream?
And Ginger Baker, one of the like world's best jazz drummers. He was so funny. That no one really seriously, and then kind of when he got older, he had his own where he like went bad, like the best of all time. Like he would, I mean, like battle before its time.
Wow.
But it's fucking, it's brutal. Cream and stuff. His fucking head is not hip on him. He's gonna fucking kill these guys out there. And no one really knows why he hates this Jack Bruce. He tells guy who it was. And then he ends up making Aaron Clapton let him in to the people for an answer. And just quit Cream, right? Fucking Ginger Baker was such a nutbag. Who's the other guy? Steve. Jesus. Anyways, Ginger Baker shows up at their rehearsal like, I'm the new fucking sure. I hate to say that I'm for a year.
No.
This guy was so nuts. He would shoot heroin, right? and then he started shooting cocaine. Then he started shooting urine and liquid D. Shooting. Can't even imagine what that would fucking do.
Christ. I'm assuming he's dead.
And, but finding his
drugs, man.
No one wants to play with him after a while, and then Story writes it after a while. Really weird thing is he spent all of his money on, all of all things, polo horses.
Polo horses?
Big horses in South Africa. And he, like, started importing polo horses and stuff, and then he got in trouble with the press over there in London and shit. It was fucking broke before. And his family disowned it. He's alive as of 10 years ago. If anybody, if you've ever, there's a documentary called, what the fuck? That's, have you ever heard of
no.
a guy from Pentagram? Have you ever heard of Pentagram?
No. No. Never heard of this.
Urgent, but this. Let us know if it plays that same alert while you're waiting for us to dial back into 646-478.
You know, what's that?
How is Levi enjoying his new school?
He just started kindergarten, so today was the only day. Of course, he was devastated and shocked, but was like, he may as well have been going there for the past 5 years.
So he, did they? The kindergarten?
It, three.
That's right. You can have, then it's like a damn day.
Right. I wish I was, I'm thinking enroll in kindergarten.
You should. You should.
Forget my heart.
You get angry again?
Do what? No. Join the gang.
Or what? Yeah, but did he pack his lunch? Did you guys pack his lunch?
Yeah. Had pizza yesterday. And,
wow.
It's.
Man, my daughter would have been stoked both days. He's eating good lunch, no doubt about that.
Did your daughter start kindergarten yet?
No. She's actually going to be in first grade, and she starts tomorrow.
Ooh, my.
So yesterday we had to go to school and see all the, you know, which they don't really have that much in common with, that kind
right.
of do that.
There was a meet the teacher day. Meet the teacher day there on the wrong day, and we're like, where the buddy at? And on the door. And they said, no, it's tomorrow. So when tomorrow came, fucking I'm go. Yeah, the wife and the kid.
Meet the teacher.
Not until the first day of whenever we took the kid in. No.
But stuff?
Yeah, I got some. It looks like...
Awesome. What did he wear his first day?
Shorts, the T-shirt with some kind of superhero on it.
Take a swim.
No, they're in shop class the first day.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
You know what's funny is he was in high school probably 10... of really cool pot pipes. He knew that the teacher knew and didn't care.
Well, I'm sure
I can imagine a shop cheap.
Guy, can you imagine a shirt? Put some blueprints off on like a bus. Because, dude.
Have it 3D printed out. Stop
I plug your USB into a 3D printer and your lard out. How awesome.
Yeah, exactly. Actually, really, what she's now they need Chinese, and then they put on with a Chinese ear. How to do it.
Try that.
They quote your price. You get your product in 2 weeks.
They teach you how to give commands in Chinese and point.
Chinese customs. I'm telling you, this is like the American way of business lately. I've noticed, like, one place sells something for whatever. You know what I mean? Two guys got nice little businesses. They agree with the other guy's price by 10%.
Yeah.
Then that guy's price 10% till basically they can't afford to even fucking be in one.
That's true.
Walmart trying to do that to everybody.
Yeah.
Wow.
But Jason said it's okay.
No, so Walmart, where's his socks and nails?
And sandals.
That's true.
You say nails?
Yes, I did.
And I think the other day I saw that they had horns were on sale out of China. $2 or $3.
They're endorsed by a Duck Dynasty. You get to Crown of Thorns with the
Crown of Thorns. Gosh.
That's right. It's camo, so you can fought be seen by the ducks while you're hunting.
That big or silent on the run.
That's right. They have a comp with the you get a see endorsed and big pig, sweet southern.
I would like to see. You know what I would buy? Duck Dynasty pizzas on my ass with their fucking faces.
Oh my god! No, each six pack. So each one has their face at the wall, and the whole world is just. Wiping your ass with your beard.
That's how they wipe.
Hunting thing.
My God.
Give me your beard. I need your beard.
Give your beard over here, guy.
Jesus. That was
weird.
Jeez.
Have dinner and talk about stuff. They parlayed that into fucking a ton of money, did they not? Chris, we hate gay people, though. If they did people, that'd be gay, but they hate gay people.
They don't hunt them.
And
I'm making duck calls, homo calls, so they can call homos down.
I think they say... Homo? That was T right there.
Wow. That's great.
Yeah.
That's homo. He's trying to get gay planet.
Trying to get back to the... He's trying to get back to in New York City.
Oh, jeez.
Studio 54. Homo. I told you that I saw E.T. I did feel bad. Other than that, I really... Like, maybe it was bad the average or lack of. When they put up his rubber fish like...
What the fuck?
It really did.
Well, it's 1985. Didn't work with
no. It's like they I think they have, you know what, 82 were fucking doing all kinds of shit.
Yeah.
My guy that I wanted you to see there, I was searching, that's where the buddy stuff, and I came across this. It's an ejaculation machine from Columbia.
What?
And it actually in a thing inside of it that will stimulate oral to collect semen.
Humans?
2,400. And I was thinking, we just need to open up like a tanning place where guys can then ejaculate into their machine.
We'll just open up like Esther's for her, and you get it. And then you're just...
Put them in it or something. They're just charging like a fucking rock.
Put them in a laundromat. Put them in a laundromat when you're waiting.
Right. I mean, put them anywhere.
Probably. Put them in the back of the pad.
$2,400, and it comes with the video screen and shit on top. What do you do? Get some.
You probably sell that, or
it's irreducible. Ohio has.
Sell it off.
Turn it into hell.
We'll just take the buckets to the firm back. So.
Yeah, I'm saying you're getting into the grave, is that Rufus? I get to be like, ask possibly some kind of weird bucket of sperm.
We'll just make.
I will be cleaning this machine.
We'll just. Blur. Get dump it into a pool and women swimming there.
Make caves. But for, not for 20. It is $2,400, but I doubt that it's cheaper just to buy a real Chinese person and put them in a plastic thing. And there was a bucket. Oh, they sit and crap on the bucket. They still.
Great.
She went slightly cheap a little
bit. Well, it's because you can't just replace parts on it.
That's true. There's no wrong with it than there is a machine.
I'd rather have a machine.
Watch much for you so you can actually get a hand of it. It doesn't have a hand. But if it is a man, you don't know the machine's a woman.
Right, but the Chinaman's land will die eventually. Just replace the number.
Like, get you beer and cigarettes. You can sit beer for a walk. Who says be stuck in the inside this plastic man?
Well, then let's just build a kegerator.
I mean, it needs a kegerator. Really, the problem with this thing was it was too high. It would have made more sense to, like, somehow get underneath at the end of a bar, or, like, under a bar in a tip bar. What would happen if fucking cock got caught? Whatever, like, clenching on your fucking cock.
Probably some liability insurance you need to purchase for that.
Liability probably is out the roof on this shit. But I'm saying, we could win this with this.
That's actually true.
They should put them in prison. They should. That's a pretty good.
Well, I'm telling you, just have a.
Like every man in the world with those fucking things. You can dress it up.
Which is every guy in the world. It's the market, too.
Right. No strings of your wank us off. Touching yourself.
You can to the RV and, like, truck stop. Okay?
Right.
Wow. Dude.
Next to the shower.
Even if it was like how planes. Like refueling. If you could just pull up next to a semi while it's driving, and the guy can like whip window and get it sucked by a machine. That's mo. It'd be a subscription program.
We need to take liner about sucking machine onto the back of their. Chassis.
That's right. I'll call up.
Next line, milk. This truck runs milk.
Green is sustainable energy. It fuels.
You have to stay hydrated.
We're calling in for great lunch tomorrow.
Great idea.
You're
not that solve the cash crunch.
Here's my idea.
Gas crunch.
That would be a great call. Serious for love. You have to have love inside your trucks. So all your boys have to do is this is out the window while and we'll pleasure them. And
from your guys to the truck stops.
That's right. That's true. That's a risky business.
Dude, when I was a cannabis cop, I saw a fucking, obviously, black was a spot lizard.
I thought you were going to...
My rhinoceros would have gone up for cent. I actually got up for accident and shit. It's just like a real bathroom with a couple of machines.
Yeah.
And it was pretty crazy. And he got a one, some snacks and something to drink, and into a truck. And when I got home, I did some research. It was he was dressed. It was a black. Yes, like if you're a lizard, which is what they call these props.
Yeah,
you like get a ride with a truck somewhere. And he'll call another, like, hey, I got so-and-so going through the fucking, you know, truck girl just fucking have sex with it. They're on the road. Yeah, I'm serious, dude. It was the sickest fucking thing I've ever seen.
So what is it about, you said as a dude, what is it, they like, weird?
The problem is they don't have a dick sucking machine, and so dude, or obviously they want to shoot up some meth or whatever.
That's right.
I don't think I could be a truck. I don't think I would want nothing. I mean, I just don't think I could. Wait, neither can they. Right? I mean, that's why a lot of them do drugs.
Like transsexual men, so they regret and fucking disgust them.
Right.
Them.
Yeah. They regret change up for like months at a time.
That's right. You can drive 100 miles alone.
You'll buy man change.
My God, there's a fucking skit in there somewhere.
Hey.
Oh, that's awesome. That'd be a great documentary, like a single truck driver. Those are some light to the camera. Wow. A shame. Shame keeps me awake. Keeps The only reason I have sex with them is so I get super early.
It sucks off a man so he can
tonight
you might actually fall asleep so you for that one split second until you real living with regret.
That's how it's this fucking goddamn penis drive. I'm going to have to be
huge. Doesn't that be like a dude in the truck stop to have that regret and slept with chicks before? It's nice to listen to chicks after we have their regret and shame.
Yeah, all right, but what was it?
Regret.
Five minutes. Small moment. Everything. No.
One of every.
Uh oh, some feed here.
You went out.
We got like three living areas. We're done in the kitchen, got trimmed up and done in the all the plumbing on the and
in the whole house.
In the whole, well, it's all underneath. Except the what's gonna happen Monday with thing. But it should say we'll be done. And
just replace it with PVC.
Maybe some new that's it's a white light. And yeah. Getting all that. And then only focusing on like the kitchen and the living area and most time there. So that we'll worry about the bedroom because we're just but with the full and nerds too. But yeah, it's it's livable. Man.
It's all the cap.
It's fucking gorgeous out here. Having 2 acres and a pond surrounded by nothing. Dirt.
Is it fishing yet?
Yeah, I was looking at this today, but the problem is I have no idea. I haven't fished this. I Google fish.
No fish for the fish, and I can't stand touching the stuff.
Well, definitely. It would
be sad if you fish.
It would be a catch and release thing because I'm sure as fuck not gonna gut a fish. It would just both here's the fish, throw it back, and
what do you do when he wants to learn to gut a fish?
You're gonna not.
The learning, you're gonna fish on the street, son.
Well, here.
Who showed you how to do this?
They're probably
out of fish.
I think it's part of them here.
I'm sure there's probably an Instagram class to know how to cut.
The guy who sold it.
Seen a lot of black.
I'm here in this old bottle.
All right.
Legs. Earth.
Just drive a car in general.
Yeah. Court, how are you doing that?
Shoot a stick dynamite on an air.
That's right. Yeah. Now you use a doorbell door with a fucking dynamite arrow.
Drive. How did it go?
Shit, I don't fucking know. It was the,
Is that wrong?
That's wrong. I don't know about that.
Was it No?
Actually, the like Phoenix song.
Really? Awesome. Modern song, like our internet love song. They're searching through all this fucking grody sick horn, and they come across each other, but they've been too like reluctant to share their love dildo. Yeah, they're both. It's you?
Oh, you like Chinese jackals?
Right, exactly. That means some, like, paint pillow that are retrofitted with looking something.
That'll be our commercial.
You know, speaking of the damn kid, you direct with me via Skype.
Awesome. I'm definitely on board.
I need to do that. See, waiting for the stuff. Then we're going to shoot it up at Joel's house. I've got a couple people being it. Really? Dude, Joel's house. It's, to me, it's turning commercial.
Cool.
It's going to be an infomercial where it's crazy cannabis or chaos, right? Like pulling your Xbox. It's going everywhere.
You have to.
Convenient cannabis.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and no more cannabis.
Versus, it has to be just completely fucking early and where they're like, oh, it blows up. That's awesome. Definitely. Very cool.
It just goes everywhere, dude. And plus, we're also going to have, like, a store, but I have to be like, what'd you do? Right, because so about cutting cattle-tail smell. Right, or have some guy stand there and be like, so, because really, I was at this where they sell songs and stuff, and this dude walked in, and he fucking, like, he was carrying, like, 5 ounces of weed in his butt. And you just smell people. Get ready to tell
right. Yeah, love is more than buzz. But, yeah.
You can be. Never too late. It's never too
late. Yeah, I lost audio.
But you're going to be far. Can't hear me? Oh, God.
Where are you? Can't hear you.
I can hear.
Can you hear me? I can't hear you. That's perfect. Call the number.
Okay. Yeah.